Elizabeth Warren awkwardly danced at rally as Iran attack unfolded. By Hannah Blow on January 8, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, awkwardly danced at a rally in Brooklyn, New York. Alongside Julian Castro on Tuesday, the same night Iran launched missiles targeting bases that house U.S. troops in Iraq. A clip from Tuesday's rally shows the presidential hopeful standing on stage, dancing to Aretha Franklin's Respect as enthusiastic supporters cheered. Warren did, however, take a moment to address the strikes during the rally. For any of you who haven't been able to follow it, within the last hour, the Iranian government has announced that it has sent missiles to attack our military bases in Iraq, Warren told the crowd. My three brothers all served in the military. At this moment, my heart and my prayers are with our military and with their families in Iraq and all around the world, she continued. But this is a reminder why we need to de-escalate tensions in the Middle East, she added. The American people do not want a war with Iran, she said to applause. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, a designated terrorist group, claimed responsibility for Tuesday's vengeful attack, which was reportedly part of the Shahed, Martyr, Soleimani operation. No U.S. casualties were reported. Warren was quick to condemn the president's decision to eliminate Iran's top terror chief Qasem Soleimani, describing it as a reckless decision. Soleimani was a murderer, responsible for the deaths of thousands, including hundreds of Americans, she recognized. But this reckless move escalates the situation with Iran and increases the likelihood of more deaths and new Middle East conflict, she continued. Our priority must be to avoid another costly war.